You're a smarter man than me.
Oh, I use the Zoom regularly.
Oh, really?
It's always my fear that I don't hit the red button again because it's blinking.
Yeah.
But
now, well, what audio might you be picking up for
interviews?
You interview people about architecture for architecture?
Yeah. Well, we have clients. They want to tell the story.
I know nothing about what you do. Nothing.
So, I tell stories in architecture.
And so you get like the backstory behind a building, like
yeah,
who influences it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not like who, or it's more of a what.
Like this place used to be a Indian burial ground, and now we're building on it. What's the backstory?
And we have found the headdress and now displayed it. And as you can see, all of the finishes on the wall are inspired from the Navajo. And
the sinks are just running with blood from the curse that's been placed on this place.
Yeah, the influence of a building appropriating their culture probably doesn't settle well with them, but who knows? We didn't create a building that runs blood with the tears of
on
runs
this
red with the blood of. Wait, I don't even know what I was saying there.
On this appropriating buildings,
culture,
but like on a building, like so. As a white guy, am I only allowed to design stuff like from like Roman or Gothic? Like,
depends.
I can't throw in...
I mean, there are... Because
there are some bad-ass temples in India. Like, let's say I get inspired by that. Am I appropriating a building?
Well, there are... I mean, there are tons of, like... Yeah, if you... If you're like, I think I'm a white guy, I'm going to open an Indian restaurant, and here's a temple that I just stumbled across, and I thought it was cool. You know... You probably want to have a little more substance when going into it.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, it's with where culture is right now, with Dodge taking MLK quotes.
Uh-huh, sure.
Built to serve.
Why are you laughing?
This is just so crazy. Like that, you just want to be careful. You want to have some firepower. And you know what? Maybe if you're a designer, try not being inspired one day and just inspiring yourself.
Okay, so now,
have you
been influenced in any way with this long hair or?
Actually, no, this was me. This was me saying, you know what? I mean, the all black. Yeah, I'm around designers a lot, and I see them wearing all black, and then
you're appropriating designers, dude. Do you think they appreciate that?
Well, what if I am a designer?
Who claims
I design audio with my mouth?
The world will decide if you're a designer or not. You don't get to choose if you're a designer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it's one of those things. Like everyone's like, I'm a storyteller now, because I.
We're artists.
But so now every artist is telling a story?
I'm telling a story. I'm telling my own personal story.
This is a very...
Through words. No, it's not
but this
you
is
know,
a,
traditional for people to use words to tell stories.
No, this is the most traditional form of storytelling. I'm talking about, like, a politician says, I'm not a politician, I'm a storyteller. And you're like...
Yeah, don't vote for that guy.
So the Bill 699 is telling a story about, and they're trying to sell you this crap and anything. But with my job, there's a process to creating a building, telling the story of this process. So there's a story there, and it's I hone my skills that I picked up. Somewhere.
Do you watch BoJack Horseman?
Yeah. Oh,
so their
I haven't
ringtones,
seen the new one yet.
Well, their ringtones are all NPR based, and so
NPR's got some great music beds.
Well, it's like their hosts, and it's like this is Ira Glass, and the world is waiting to hear your story, and the story is your phone is ringing. Everybody's a storyteller, apparently.
I'm David Green. Now to our top story of the day.
Storytelling.
Answer your phone. Nice. Why hasn't BoJack answered his phone?
We need to start making Podcast to Nowhere ringtones so people can use our voices.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's just that on repeat?
Zero downloads for that one.
Yeah.
Okay. There's zero.
What about a guy? He's like, he's just been stabbed through the heart and he's choking up his blood. But he's trying to form a word. And those words are Podcast to Nowhere.
We do need a promo for this show.
And he's pulling his best friend close, his war buddy. He's handing him the note that he wrote, like the note that every soldier has to give their loved ones when they die. And he opens it up, and it's bloody, and it just says Podcast to Nowhere. And the friends...
Dark. This is really dark. Really dark start this thing.
It's like I'm doing video promos. By the way, we don't have video, but in my head, I'm just thinking visually of like a girl.
Paint
like,
me a word picture.
A girl. She just graduated college, and her mom gave her like a. A photo album.
Okay.
Of like,
yeah.
And the mom's just like crying, and I gave it. I put so much work into it, and I just have seen you grow up. It's such a beautiful woman. And yeah, so and she's like flipping through the book, but the daughter like notices, like maybe there's a letter that starts off each section.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe like every capitalized letter kind of, but it spells the words Podcast to Nowhere throughout her. Or maybe it's like, the girl's playing, yeah, it's in every picture, like, throughout her life. She's picked up different letters, and as she realizes that, oh my gosh, sequentially, all the letters that I grew up playing with, there's letters on the screen, it spells Podcast to Nowhere.
Okay, I like
it. We need anagrams for Podcast to Nowhere.
PTN?
Oh, wait, we need, not anagrams,
Is that an anagram?
No, what's the one where you can rearrange the letters and it spells something else?
Oh, that might be an anagram. What am I thinking of? It's not an abbreviation. It's a... I don't know.
Man.
So, yeah, we need an anagram for Podcast to Nowhere. I bet we could find that online.
Oh, we need a pentagram anagram.
Okay.
Or what's an anagram of pentagram?
What's an anagram of Instagram?
Oh, I need to spell it,
if you could do that in your head, you would be some sort of genius. Now, I have one.
That'd be Kit from Knight Rider.
It's like Dante's Inferno, and he's going through the seven circles of hell. And he makes it through, like, whatever they are. There's the fire. There's one that's, like, made of ice.
It's like stage. It's like a
there's like seven
obstacle course.
Seven circles of hell. You'd go deeper into hell, and then he finally gets to the seventh circle of hell, and it's just us two sitting there with microphones, and he has to listen to us for all eternity. Welcome to the Podcast to Nowhere. Oh boy. Okay. So you had another camping adventure this week?
No.
Why are we doing this on Monday then?
Camping?
I thought you went camping this weekend. You said the weekend after the Super Bowl, you had something to do.
Oh.
No?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Anyway, I was posting pictures of Marfa on my Instagram, and I walk in here today, and Trey's like, so how was Marfa? And I was like, oh, duh. Marfa, I went to Marfa.
Were you there looking for
in October.
Were you there looking for your... actual parents being aliens?
No. So get this. This is pretty cool. So through work, like I've become a better photographer. But
sure. Telling stories.
A designer, she designed a restaurant called Haywire. Now I'm just like plugging work. But I guess I'll say I'm plugging my work stuff. Anyway, so this restaurant in Plano called Haywire. Now it's inspired by Marfa.
Got aliens?
In West Texas. There's no aliens in Marfa.
Have you not heard of the Marfa lights?
Yeah, I've heard of the Marfa lights, but they aren't aliens. It's like gaseous reflections from like a guy who crashed his car out there a long time ago, and it's...
You're just too ignorant to see the truth.
Anyway, the owners of the restaurant were like, hey, we want some pictures to put up in there.
Ah.
And so they sent me, my girlfriend, and another guy to Marfa to take pictures, and now our pictures are up in this restaurant. It's pretty cool.
And now your girlfriend's with the other guy.
No. Oh. But we used each other as models and just like people. So now there's pictures of us up in the restaurant.
And
there's a picture of my girlfriend and I in a teepee, like hugging around a fire. And so now that's immortalized in a restaurant for everyone to see.
Appropriation. You're in a teepee.
It's a great design for a mobile housing.
No, it totally is. I agree.
Except how do they... The wood, like... Well, maybe like this teepee was pretty big. This isn't what I wanted to talk about today. I had something that I wanted to like come in right off the bat talk about.
Listen, it hasn't been great starting out. Do you just want to...
Yeah.
You want to scrap this? Okay. We'll put this at the end of the year highlight reel?
No, it's good. We can keep it.
Okay, what do you got? What are we doing here?
I had a dream about this podcast.
Okay.
So I had it was Sunday, and it was, I guess you hadn't texted me because you thought I was camping.
Yes.
And you thought we were pushing the podcast recording back.
Right.
So I was like, man, Trey hasn't texted me. I wonder if he just like has given up on the podcast. Maybe Robert told him like, hey, I love Ryan. Maybe Robert doesn't love me, but like, it's just not worth it. It sounds like this is he's garbage. Like you got to cut him, and so now you're just like worried, and you don't want to come and actually tell me. So you're just postponing it, and it's just going to be like, you know, we never talk about quitting the podcast. We just keep not talking about it and postponing.
This is all in the dream.
No. This is real life.
Just in your own head.
So then this like thought process enters into my dream. So now it's Monday. And I still haven't heard from you.
In your dream, this
In my
Monday.
Dream, yeah. Okay. Now it's Monday, because I was dreaming Sunday night. In my dream, it's Monday, after work. And so I'm like, So I go by the station, and I see, you know, Robert's always the last one there working.
Yep.
And it's not, like, in my mind, this is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It looks nothing like
what it really
the
does.
Kid Craddock Morning Show sure. looks like, the building. And it's funny, because my dreams... kind of communicate with one another. So like something that I'll dream up in one dream, the next dream I might tell someone about what happened in that dream, but it's not a dream, it's just me living.
Okay.
So yeah. Like there was one time where I went rock climbing in the Denver airport at a rock climbing wall just because I was waiting for my flight. A couple weeks later, I'm dreaming again. I'm with my sister. I'm in Denver and I'm like, hey, last time I was in Denver, I went rock climbing on this rock climbing wall in the airport. And there's like this thing where there's like recurring places, but they just are different. So like I've dreamt about this location before.
Right.
It just wasn't a Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sure.
I was just, and I think in this dream there was like a cute girl and she had her little brother with her. And I was like, oh man, I'm really into this cute girl. But I was being nice to her. I was like doing the thing. I'm not paying attention to the cute girl. I'm paying attention to her little brother and being
right.
nice.
Right. Sure.
And we were there with friends or something like it, but it was more like a museum of some sort. Now the Kid Craddock Morning Show is there. Anyway, I busted the door. I want to talk to Robert because I'm like, I worry. I'm like, where's Trey? And Robert's like, man, he separated his shoulder the other day.
Sure.
And you know, he probably didn't call you because he's in the hospital all week and he wasn't at work today. So I'm like, man, that sucks. Like, I felt so bad. I thought he was going to cut me out. And so then we hear a door slam. And Robert looks outside and he's like, oh, speak of the devil, there's Trey right there. And you just got out of your car.
And left. Like, was he the decoy so I could get away?
No. You just got out of your car. Like, you just pulled up to the station. But you were walking on crutches. I was like, didn't this guy just, like, separate his shoulder? And so you're, like, doing the crutch thing, but then you get to the stairs. And you just, like, run up the stairs. Like, and I'm just like, this guy's full of crap. Like, what the
right,
hell?
Sure.
And you open up the door. But then when you're opening up the door, you're doing, like, this, But you also have crutches. I'm like, what the hell is going on? This really gets weird because at this point, the station, or what looks like the station, has
yep.
kind of turned into a like nightclub, a poor nightclub that serves, that's known for serving like underage drinkers. Like
sure.
Kids right out of high school and maybe kids in high school. So now the station's just filled with teens that are, I don't know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, like maybe it's because we've gone to a couple Starbucks before to record, and there's just been like high schoolers everywhere.
That's right.
And we can't sit anywhere. And I'm like, I would never go to a Starbucks. I would never study in high school, but I'd never go to a Starbucks to study. And so now I'm just like resentful of all these, like, you know, they're not millennials. We're millennials, but since the generations above us hate us, you know, we take our resentment out to the generation below us. And
how
so
do we get to name the next generation? Like, can we call them subhuman? The subhuman generation. Troglodytes.
No, what's worse? They're like a piece of dog poop you step in, and so you use a stick to scrape the dog poop off. It's like the stick with the dog poop on it.
Gotcha.
That's what they are.
The dog poop stick generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
The dog poop on a stick generation.
We're in this very loud club with teenagers trying to record.
It's not so much a club. Maybe it's just like a local hangout bar. Maybe it's more that vibe. But now we're walking around because, like, we have to record the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into the studio and we're in there. And I thought we'd locked the door, but now, like, all of these kids keep coming in, and they're just, like, setting up, like, they're about to get on the air with us. And I'm just kind of, like, freaking out, and you're just like, okay, whatever. And you're just rolling with it. And I'm just like, I can't. And so I'm, like, being very passive-aggressive with all these teenagers.
Sure.
And anyway, we start recording our podcast, and they keep popping in and out and in and out, and we're talking to them, and I don't know. I can't remember what we were talking about now that I'm thinking about it. But, yeah, you faked a separated shoulder to not call me. What the hell?
You know, I've read a little Freud, okay? So I'm going to analyze this dream.
There weren't any trees, so I wasn't dreaming of penises or anything.
Oh, interesting. All right. That is a good start. Oh. So you've read a little Freud yourself, too, so you might know where I'm going with this. Now, I think that the progression of the storyline where you're worried about our relationship into me being hurt, I think what this all boils down to is you want to have sex with me.
I was dreaming of a penis. I wasn't dreaming about you. You weren't the issue. The podcast was the issue. I care more about this podcast than I do you, I think. And I am really resentful towards... Maybe this is it. Maybe I feel left out of what's cool now. Because we've reached the age where we're now behind on pop culture.
Were you ever cool?
No, but I was still in a... I was still in the epicenter of where it was happening, where everything was. I was a witness to it. I wasn't.
And now you're grown up.
But now it's like
there's bills.
It's pushing you out. Like there's a new epicenter, and it's you're like your like ring is still around. Like of what's cool, and it's not a bad ring, but now it's just like.
Do you talk to a lot of people at work?
Yeah.
You have a lot of conversation with work. I feel like there's a lot of pent up.
Very accessible. No, but it's like high schoolers are these kids that are now like setting trends and everything.
Oh. They'll never catch on. Their trends suck.
They all do. Everyone thought, like, I remember in high school, used to wear long socks because that's what I'd wear for sports after. Like, every guy would wear long socks because he would go and play sports during school, and it was just like, I'm not going to bring two pairs of socks to school. And so you wear kind of loafers or sandals in your long socks.
Okay.
Well, that caught on.
Still going on today.
I'm telling you, it sticks. Whatever they are doing sticks. And I'm not a part of it. I'm not even a witness to it. I don't even know what's happening.
You just gotta search the dark web. They're on the dark web getting those trends going.
Can we do like the Never Been Kissed? Have you seen Never Been Kissed?
No.
With Drew Barrymore?
No.
Where she has to like go back to high school?
No.
As an undercover reporter because kids are like doing like
I don't think I've seen one Drew Barrymore
things.
Movie.
What are they doing? They're like...
So is this like a 21 like Jump Street?
Putting duct tape around their noses and like putting Tylenol over a Bunsen burner and inhaling it through their mouth or something. Anyway, that reminds, this reminds me of the crazy story with my high school. So it's freshman year in high school.
Okay.
And they're doing the morning announcements. And they're like, they're talking about cheese. Kids, don't do cheese.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what cheese is?
It's heroin and Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so we're like...
You want to be relaxed?
No.
Or do you want to be really relaxed?
What the hell is he talking about? Cheese? Don't... Like, cheesing? Then they say... Cheese is when you mix heroin and Tylenol PM. But now, like, I have the information. And now...
Sure.
And now authority's telling me not to mix these two things. I don't know where I'm... 13-year-old, I don't know where I'm going to get my hands on heroin.
Tylenol PM,
but, I'd probably have to be 18 to buy Tylenol PM at
right.
the drugstore. But they just got it on the announcement. And now, like, I wonder how many kids... Just because of that, maybe they didn't do cheese, but they tried to cheese.
Well,
just from going from 0 to 100 on how much I know about mixing heroin and Tylenol PM.
Now, I do wonder how you mix the two. I don't know much
don't know
about
either.
Drug culture.
Well, that's where you...
If I'm going to start taking guesses at mixing my drugs and over-the-counter sleep aids, I'm going to say crush it up. Put it into
crush
the
what up?
Crush the Tylenol PM. You got to get non-liquid gels.
I'm
liquid
thinking
gels,
but I'm thinking like the liquid Tylenol PM.
Interesting.
Like, isn't heroin? Did you put heroin in a spoon and then
the needle, or do you freebase?
Is freebase up the butt?
No, freebase is where you smoke it. What? Where are you learning your drug stuff? Oh my!
Public school
God.
Taught me nothing.
No, at least on the announcements, they could have warned you especially not to do it that way.
Man.
Oh, my God.
We are right next to the Starbucks line, too, an ordering area, and I just said up the button, probably.
It's yeah. Starbucks. They don't yeah. care. You know, as I'm pulling in today, there was a guy backing in to his parking spot. Backing in. Holding up everybody else like that was the park. That was the only way he was going to park. Not like it saves him time. He's spending the time now so he doesn't have to later. Guy, you're messing it up for everybody else. Pull in head first.
I back into 85% of my parking
85?
Spot.
Hey, Ryan.
I was so close to backing in, but there was a car behind me.
You can, exactly. Okay, so you're at least a courteous person.
Yeah.
Because there were three or four cars behind me, and he did not care. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you to do, Ryan. You can back yourself up into hell. How about that?
This is coming from somebody who has a list of things he wants to do to be more manly, like sleeping on your back, backing up into a parking spot.
I could do it.
Anytime there's a girl in my car, and I've done it. Instant points.
Listen.
Instant.
I drive a manual transmission. I don't have to back my car up because
I need a mop after I back up a car.
For what? Like, do you have an oil leak, or do you think
there's
maybe
an
there's
oil leak
sort of,
inside? There's a little. There's more moisture in the car.
Do you have the windshield wiper fluid?
Yeah.
Is like there's a hole in it?
Yeah.
Is that why you need a mop?
Seriously. So high school, I was dating a girl at the time, but I had like. Four girls in my truck, and we're going to the state fair. And, you know, state fair parking is, like, nuts. They tell you, yeah, park here, back in, whatever. And I'm nervous because I haven't really done it that much. I back that sucker in, and just, like, I can't even describe it. I got more compliments from girls within those, like, 30 seconds senior year than I had the entirety of like high school, maybe my entire like school career.
Well, that's
a backing into a parking spot.
That's
my
just...
girlfriend was getting jealous that girls were complimenting me, that other girls were complimenting her friends.
And so that should teach you to go ahead and park forward. Keep everybody happy.
No.
Keep the girlfriend happy. Keep the people behind you happy.
I'm so quick. I'm so good that it's instant. Last year, I impressed my girlfriend's boyfriend by backing into a spot.
Backup camera?
No, my girlfriend's brother. No, no backup
camera. No backup camera? Camera? All right.
Backup cameraless.
That adds points, but still, you just need to pull
forward. I don't
have
sensors. I don't even have those, like, lights on your car that tell you.
What about the parallel parking?
Done.
The parallel
easy.
Parker? Yeah, I love to parallel park.
It's the best.
That makes me feel like a real man. You know what else? As long as we're on this, I need to feel like a man trip. I volunteer.
Let's slap box right now.
Okay. Naked?
Upside down.
Yeah.
You have to use your feet.
So I will volunteer to go and change people's tires. Because I just like that feeling of changing a flat tire, because I know that I can do it quicker than anybody else. It makes me feel like a man.
Man, going off that, I couldn't, like, I had a flat tire one day. It was at my girlfriend's place, and I couldn't get the nuts off the wheel.
Sure.
I couldn't, like, no, I couldn't loosen them.
Right.
And it was driving me crazy. Like, eventually, my dad was like, yeah, just kick the thing. Just kick the wrench.
Jump on it.
Yeah. And I was like, ugh. But I just had, like, that anxiety of, man, like, I was in a parking spot. But I was like, man, if I was on the side of the road and cars are just driving by, watching some kid just, like, throw his body into a...
Right.
Whatever the crowbar-esque thing is. It just gave me anxiety because I was like, I'm good. I know how to change a tire. I can do this. I put the lift on the car chassis on the right spot to where it wasn't plastic like girls will do, and it crumbles up their entire
car. Like the I Love Lucy episode. Yeah. Now, have you ever stopped to help somebody on the side of the road that's in distress?
No.
I told this story before, but I'm sick of helping people, all right? I'm done helping people. This one time, I see this lady who is clearly out of shape, let's say. And so she's like looking around, and I can see as I drive by, she's got a flat tire.
How fast are you going?
I'm going probably 30. It's on like the...
Okay, so it's on a highway.
It's on the... There's a road on the outside of the highway. You know what I'm talking about? Like
Highway Junior Road.
No, there's like... You're driving down the highway, uh-huh. And there are cars that are going to stop at the next stoplight, so then go under the overpass or whatever. Uh-huh. What is that road called?
Whatever the highway's named.
Like, but there's the road is like, it's got a specific kind of name.
Juniper Road?
No, it's got like, I call it
a side by highway.
An access road.
A side by highway road.
I call it an access road. Other people call
highway
it
highway psychic.
Other people call it a feeder. Other people call it a, it's a feeder, an access road, or a frontage road. Anyway, she's on this road. And so drive past her at like 30, 35 miles an hour.
There's a road named Frontage around here.
They're all frontage because that's what they call them in Texas. There's 100 signs. You're derailing my story, Ryan. You're derailing it. They're all called frontage roads, okay? So the lady, she's on the side of the road. I drive by her at about 35 miles an hour. I notice that she's a little overweight, not going to be able to change the tire herself.
You're on
the frontage road, the feeder road, the access road.
The Highway Junior Road.
Yes. I just got your joke. It's the Junior Highway.
Yeah, your Junior Highway is better. But I like assistant to the Regional Highway Road.
Yes. Okay. At least that was worth it. So, drive by, overweight, flat tire. And so, as I pass by, I start to feel this overwhelming sense of guilt. I'm like, I got to circle back around. I'm going to help this lady out. So I get out, and I help her. And I get to her. I'm like, hey, do you need any help? Yeah, oh, my gosh, that would be so great. Thank you so much. Awesome. Man. And so...
Probably need a mop, too, after that.
There was a little leak in her coolant.
Yeah.
So a mop might have come in
coolant,
handy.
Man, yeah. Yeah. Check your coolant, people.
So I get out, and I'm like, okay, cool. Where's your jack? And she, like, pops the trunk, and I'm looking through, and I get... Oh, she doesn't have a jack. Oh, okay.
You
I have
a
one.
Jack.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
one.
Oh,
I'll
good.
Jack it up. Yeah. There you go. Got the lug nuts loose. Jack it up. Take the tire off. And I go, okay, cool. Spare tire. She doesn't have a spare tire.
Wait, did she know she didn't have a spare tire?
No.
She just thought it was, like, buried under the car or something?
Well, normally it's in the trunk, like, in that little space that,
yeah,
like...
it's in the trunk or it's, like, under... Like, I've had it to where it's underneath the car before and you have to, like, go
right,
under
right,
and lower
like if it's in a truck.
On the train. Yeah.
No, this would have been in the trunk of her car, like, where, you know, you see the trunk and you have to lift up that little latch and...
But you lift up the latch.
Lift... Empty.
It's on her car, isn't it?
So, she's like... I guess my brother must have taken the spare tire. Hey,
so
I noticed...
So now you have a tire, one wheel that's off the car.
Off the car
the
flat.
Car's jacked.
The car's jacked up. No spare tire. And she looks at her car, looks at my car. I noticed that you have four lug nuts and I have four lug nuts. Could I borrow your spare tire? So then I... Put my spare tire on her car, follow her to
a tire place.
The tire place. Sit there for the hour. They give me my spare tire back. I drive off. I drive home. Get a good night's sleep. I wake up the next morning, and I have a flat tire.
At least you got your spare tire back.
At least.
Oh, the story would have been much better without... She just, like, drove off, like, you, like, she drove through a yellow light and you stopped at a red light. And you just never see her again.
Golly, I'm so tired of helping
people. And you're just sitting there, like, just kind of, like, your fingers are patting your steering wheel and you're just kind of, like, whispering to yourself, damn it.
So I'm done helping people and park in.
Man, I was hoping she was going to, like, mug you or something.
No. Oh, I have another one where a lady I was offering to help her.
Any of our listeners have, like, faked being in distress to get attention or to rob somebody, let me know. I want to know those stories.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know the... Because I would never have the courage to go through and, like, con somebody.
Right. Can I borrow $20?
It's not a con.
Okay. Just, I guess it's robbery.
The con is like you getting me involved in this podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then like
I need
saying,
you to
hey,
put $50 down so
Ryan,
I can get our own equipment.
Yeah.
And then just never showing back. That would have
like
been a good
had
idea.
The equipment they like, Ryan, okay, we've got a sweet deal with K-H-R-A-H, mm-hmm. which is five call letters.
It's for some
so
reason.
Sick,
it's
and
very
I
weird.
Didn't pick up on it. Or like W-P-F. Jay.
But I mean, $100 to get started.
Yeah. And, like, not even that. And, like, I'm so like, okay, $100, and then...
And I just run off with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Or...
The other time I help somebody that I get really mad about is... So, I stopped to help this lady in my apartment complex who's, like, lugging out this giant thing of gas to her car. And so, she... already has the gas can mm-hmm. filled with gas. So I'm like, oh, can I help in any way? What's going on? And she's like, yeah, I just need to get this in my car so I can make it to a gas station. I got a big art showing going on. Okay, art showing.
Art showing?
She's an artist. I don't know. So
this is like performance art where she douses someone in gasoline and throws a match on them in front of like a crowd. And you're like in a glass
it's
box.
So much less anticlimactic than okay. that. So, or more anticlimactic. So... I help her get the gas. She doesn't know how to screw the cap on, so I help her like lift
oh,
it up because
yeah.
she's an older lady, can't get it. And then there's like gas is like spilling out all over my shoes, and because like her gas cap has been broken. She's
and then
like,
all you and you're looking down trying to pick it up. And all you hear is just the someone striking a match.
So there's gas everywhere, and I get it like to where it's not leaking anymore, and I'm glug, glug, glug. Some gas is going into the system,
yeah,
and as I'm there holding it up. She's like, oh, man, I'm so glad that I've been holding on to this gas in my closet. It's been sitting in my closet for about a year. I'm just glad I had it. In your closet, lady. And I still haven't said anything.
Wait.
Glug, glug, glug. And I'm just sitting there saying, yep, yep, yep. And so it's like.
You smell it? It smells like gasoline, right?
Yeah, it's all over my shoes. Like, okay. It's unmistakably gasoline.
Okay, perfect.
And so glug, glug, glug. And she goes, yeah, my tank was saying that I have 12 miles till empty, and the nearest gas station is 2 miles away. I just wanted to be sure that I was going to make it. And I'm halfway in at this point, so I might as well just hold the glugging, slow-moving
gas. That's when you just, like, chug the gasoline. And
that's when I'm begging her, like, to strike a match.
Get in her car and drive off with it.
So I'm tired of helping people, and I won't stop for anyone else.
I'm such a bad person. I can't remember the last time I helped somebody.
Well, it's not worth it.
I think I gave you some audio once.
Yeah?
From a video.
That's helped me. But I just can't.
So that was a year and a half ago.
I've never had a good experience helping people out. Never feel good about myself afterwards. I'm always going, why did I do that? I have a new job I would like to do if I ever get out of this audio, radio, entertainment world.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm using the term entertainment loosely, I think, based on this podcast. But I want to design Swiss Army knives.
That would be sweet.
I love looking online at multi-tools and, like, seeing how they're created. Like, there's this one called the Guppy that's, like, the size of, like, I don't know, two quarters back to back. Like, it's not very big at all. What? It's a couple inches. It's called the Lil Guppy. L-I-L Guppy.
Oh, Lil Gup.
And so it's got, like, a wrench and a hex wrench and an adjustable wrench. And it's, Lil Guppy's also a rapper. I did not know about him.
He's in prison. He's been in prison multiple times. Or there's, like, different guys that go by Lil Guppy looking. Like, they're the same guy.
Clearly the same guy.
They're not the same guy, though. That guy is... And then there's a picture of a lawyer. So I'm just, like, putting a life together from, like... he started off as a bad age. Like, okay, there's this picture of a... He looks kind of a mugshot of a guy. He kind of has long hair. He looks pretty hard. But then there's just a couple others, and they just get worse and worse. And there's a picture of a lawyer, and, like...
How about Little Guppy uses a Little Guppy to shank someone in prison? Eh? Irony. Is that irony?
He hides it in his...
Little Guppy. So,
he's like, it's gotta, officer, this fish, it's a... Which, like... Okay, what if you have a service animal and it's a fish?
Is your job to derail people?
What if you have a service animal and it's a fish? Can you take the fish to prison? Like, you obviously have a medical condition to where you need the service animal.
There's never been a service animal in prison ever.
Why not? America, we're pretty bad with our prison systems. Not a lot. What I'm getting at is Lil Guppy brings his Lil Guppy into prison, and like, this is how it started. He formed a shank out of his fish. He killed his fish and took the bones and formed a shank.
Escaped from prison.
He started a business career.
With multi-tools.
With multi-tools. He's like, man, I was pretty good with tools there, and I'm quite crafting. Why don't I? I'll call it Lil Guppy.
I'll have to do some research to find out.
Nothing popped up for this multi-tool.
Little Guppy multi-tool. And so it's got a screwdriver. It's got everything. On this tiny little thing, I was like, man, that is awesome how they just compacted everything into it. And I have decided I want to start designing Swiss Army multi-tools because they're so cool. And everybody's going to buy one for Christmas stupid, like, swaps. You know what I mean? Like, everybody gives that dumb little multi-tool.
Well, it'll just be in stockings everywhere. Like,
no, they don't make
like
any...
Some four-year-old's going to be like, I want to get that little guppy. And mom's like, he has, like, a Leatherman. He has this, like, I get him this crap every year. And
they don't make the... right stuff on a multi-tool,
I have
though.
Zero service.
They don't make the right thing. I need a USB drive, a lighter, nail clippers.
A microphone.
Maybe a recorder. Mm-hmm. I don't hate that idea. And...
It needs to be Bluetooth.
Bluetooth enabled, sure. Mm-hmm. So that I can transfer my files back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Which... We'll get to this in a second. Remember this. I have solved... Teleportation. Let's go back.
We need a teleportation tool.
Tease. Teleportation. You've already told me it. Anyway, go.
I need to figure out how to get involved with Swiss Army, Leatherman, somebody, so that I can start passing off these great ideas because they're missing some key elements on their Swiss Army knives.
How about like Trey's key elements?
I like it. Key elements.
Key elements.
Key elements is a pretty good name. And you need a key on it.
And it's on a key.
You definitely need a key.
Key elements.
Definitely. I like that. And then you
got I got my key. What? My KE.
Maybe some sort of programmable remote that you can use for like your gate code or your garage door opener.
Oh, and it's, since it's on your keys, it's Bluetooth. Like, if you lose your keys, you can pull up your key elements on it.
Exactly.
It clinks. Now you have everything.
We're revolutionizing.
Maybe it has like you can store a tea bag in there, like if you want some tea. And I drink a lot of tea.
You design your own. You leave the actual good designs to me, you designer. Okay. So tell me about teleportation.
So we teleport things all the effing time. We do it every single day.
You're gonna need avatars, aren't you?
Like how do we turn Bluetooth? Like, how can I Bluetooth somebody?
You're just sending packets of stuff over a secure link, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Package people up. Send us.
So
how do we... we just launched a car into space and landed two rockets on a platform after it happened.
That was incredible.
It's amazing what you... And we're all... And, like... All we're thinking about is why does my chair run? Why isn't my chair even? Why is this table creaky? Why can't we we invent garbage idiot proof crap to like make sure people aren't idiots?
Sure.
Let's actually put our heads together. Call the people who made Bluetooth technology and say, "Hey,
but
we
aren't
got
you
your next big thing." We're going to Bluetooth people.
Are we kind of doing that with, like, a Mars rover? We're just not sending us people.
But I can send an email, and it's in China. Why don't we email people?
There's nothing physical about it.
Let's physically do it.
You want to start, like, physically sending mail? what if we start charging people like 59 cents every time we want to send somebody a letter?
No, you like every time you show up somewhere, it's like whether you're male or female, you've got mail, and it's like a male shows up at your doorstep, you've got female, and like that's what happens. It's just like the teleportation is a speaker on each side of the ports.
Now, you have gotten so much more insane than the last time we've talked. I don't know if you know, but these ideas that you've had for the last hour.
Okay, how can you digitize a human? Because once we're a file, you can send us to Mars.
I think they are trying to snap gun
pointed at Trey. When I said that.
Yeah, I agree. It's very easy if you just say it. What if we turned our shoes into filet mignon?
What if we sent a roadster into space? That's crazy. That's madness. That's the dumbest thing anyone's ever said.
And done? What in the world is that for?
You know what? What if living organisms had free will? Bam. First person to ask that question, Adam and Eve, they had free will. They ate the apple. We can give ourselves our own power. We're limitless.
What? Have you run this by anybody else? Or are you just putting words together as you're coming up with them? This is insanity.
I'm like Shia LaBeouf without the fame, the money, the notoriety, the
alcohol,
but with probably better looks
than Shia LaBeouf.
But think about like Trey. Okay, we're not thinking about, how do I teleport someone? How do I invent a thing that somehow sent, like, we're thinking Star Wars crap form of teleportation. We're letting entertainment tell us what society's supposed to look like, what the future's supposed to look like.
But we're not going to need teleporters.
Well, yeah, we are.
You just have robots go and look at stuff and send us the information back.
But if we think, like, what it was, we already teleport things, right?
Are we back to the Bluetooth analogy?
Yeah, we already teleport information. We already send it. We send information across space from Mars to Earth. We're good at that. We can send information. Now we just have to turn people into information.
Yes. I'm
and
with
then
you.
We can finally send people.
That's a great idea. I understand.
So,
I'm just having trouble on that second part of turning people into information.
It's already happening. I buy something on Amazon. I can't stop seeing ads for it. I buy a pair of shoes on Instagram. I get Instagram ads on the same pair of shoes, on so many shoes. I already bought the effing shoes, people. I don't need another pair. Oh, hey, you bought dog light? You bought a light for your dog's collar? Here's 7,000 other dog light collars you can purchase. I'm like, I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
I bought it.
I understand that it's a hilarious problem. Now, what does that have to do with people being
information?
Information.
They know, okay, well, Ryan needs this. Why is he might have a dog? So they're like Google, Facebook. The reason MySpace failed, because they weren't like saving our information. MySpace was a hero. I don't know if it actually were. Maybe they were saving our information somewhere. But the reason these companies get big and they keep making money is because they keep selling off our information. Anyway, so what I'm getting it as, we're not going to be human beings anymore. Eventually,
right.
Eventually, like, we'll, like, take, we'll be able to clone humans. We'll be able to.
But they're still not you.
Like, no, that's the thing. But it's not physically me.
Right.
You can download all my information, make me think that, hey, I'm me.
Maybe we're part of a simulation.
Yeah.
You ever thought that?
Like, so I saw, like, one, like, a video game designer, like, his screen. So it's, like, zoomed out of the world. And so, like, every time your character's eyes turn, it's creating everything that it sees as it goes along.
Yeah.
So that maybe that's what we're doing. So you're not like, when you're in a video game, what's behind you, like,
doesn't exist
until
you,
if you paused everything and if your character was like self-aware and it stopped and just turned around, like the game paused and it turned around, it'd be blank space. And all that would be around would be what's in front of it. So
right.
The game, like, that's what's crazy about video games. Like, there's codes that are creating everything as you're turning, as you're spinning, as you're moving. It's just like create, 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 create. So anyway, that could be happening with humans, as like, obviously you're looking behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking behind you.
Right.
So
there's something
theory
there.
Says that things are supposed to exist behind me. I hear people talking behind me. I hear, you know. But
right,
what
yeah.
if...
But
it isn't.
What if it's like a Sims game?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's somebody above us that's just like created us and plunked us down, and now we're just doing what we're supposed to be doing. Like, this guy's going to go podcast.
And Sims are so lazy because they know that someone else is just going to... They're so grumpy all the time because they know someone else is just going to be like, psh, Frumpy Goldgrass over here that I named him. I don't know what. There's probably worse names than that. I probably named my Sims. Do you ever play video games where you have to name things?
Yeah.
my go-to
okay.
is Mr. Fisty.
Because?
I don't know. That's just what I name everybody.
Right. Interesting.
So that's like...
You never name things after yourself?
No.
I named everything after myself. There was one time, an entire game of Pokemon, all of my Pokemon were named Trey.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
What? Why? I would have named my dog Trey.
I was never anybody. I wasn't a person that named Pokemon until I started like picked it up again on a emulator.
Yep.
Then I'd be like, wait, I've missed out on naming Pokemon for 20 years of my life. Like, but I never named them.
Who? Ryan?
There are people, like, there are two types of people in the world.
You either name your Pokemon or you don't.
Wait, there's three, and then okay. you name them after you. Oh. Or you don't play Pokemon. There's actually many types of people in the world. We shouldn't throw them into boxes, but...
Ryan, this has been...
Are we over?
One of the most...
We can't end.
...interesting conversations I've ever had with anyone in my lifetime. You've blown my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. made me kind of want to strangle you.
I've been very cynical about, and I think it's like finally, like I've been watching Black Mirror.
Sure.
And I think, like I just, it's like you binge something and you don't really take it all in, but then like 2 weeks later, it just all comes up to you and just like.
Your subconscious has been working on it. Now you got the answers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. not just the answers. Then it's just like...
The volume's turned up to 11
yeah, you
and
got a heavy
screaming
dose.
At
just
you.
Just like you mixed the heroin and Tylenol. And
yeah.
You put it in every orifice.
Right.
And that's what it is. You
Which
didn't
one
just
first?
Try it. They all went in at the same
at
time.
At the same
you
time?
Had, you had helpers.
Had helpers?
Yeah. That are just like, gah! I'm just simulating having a spoon and stabbing it and... or visually. And like, that's what it is. So you're just like, and like your eyes roll in the back of your head and you kind of like start hovering and your body's like convulsing. And then you just like fall on the ground and you just start thinking like, oh my gosh. And you get the shakes. Like, I think I'm very, very pessimistic about how society is evolving.
Are you going to be one of those people that turns back to, like, a flip phone and goes,
no.
tries to go away from technology?
The iPhone X came out, and that was something that I needed.
Needed? Okay.
That's how I think about it. It's the only Apple thing I have left. I am so done with Macs.
Yeah? Why?
Really, they're just, it's just garbage.
I mean,
and you can't have any mods for your games because they don't. Like, programmers don't design mods for any Mac game because you have to write a whole different code. So what do? They just write them for PCs because that's what normally a lot of people do.
Yeah. Now,
just at work, too, using them.
You use the Mac at work?
No.
You use PC?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. I would think that the designers would like Macs
over. Yeah, I
over.
Mean, if you're, like, Adobe designer, if you only use Adobe programs, but there are a lot of, like... architectural programs that
do you ever get to use the architectural programs like just to screw around
you ever not, try to dude they're boring it's like oh do you ever draw pictures just to screw around with architects no like I don't draw architectural pictures because all they're doing is putting blue lines on a piece of paper with like symbols of this means that a door goes here and this is the toilet symbol and toilets have to be 6 inches away from any wall. But
oh, so you can't like design a building that's shaped like Ryan Conway? Because I think I just build a statue of myself, like a Tutankhamun statue tomb that is where I'm going to be buried.
No, that'd be funny. No, I should do. I've played with there, but there are some like rendering app things that I've played with, but they're hard, man. It is.
Yeah, it's not just something you could pick up.
My advice for all my. Friends that are listening who are architects right now.
No one's still listening. Oh. Just so you know. Everybody
Get
shut
out.
This off.
Get out. Run.
Oh. I don't know where your mind goes or how it gets there, but it's a beautiful mind, Ryan.
I think I've warmed up on this. There was something else that I had in my head that I just like wanted to get out, but I can't remember what it was. It's just...
I had written down Marfa Aliens because I thought that that's where you were all weekend.
Marfa's, it's okay. It's pretty, it's a really expensive town. It's the new Santa Fe. Santa Fe is kind of like,
Santa Fe is so 2017. You know,
there's just a bunch of old, it's a romantic old spot now. So is Marfa, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just kind of this, like, room, but it's the more, it's like,
a lot of turquoise jewelry?
Marfa and Santa Fe are hipster for people over 50.
Okay.
Like, if you're like, man, I want to connect with culture that, like, counterculture or something, you go to Marfa or Santa Fe.
Right. A lot of gray in their beards.
Yeah, and they're just like, maybe they used to be hippies or something mm-hmm. like that, or maybe they just, like, love the smell of dry desert air, which I love. I like those two. West Texas is awesome. Santa Fe is awesome. But it's just kind of like this, but it gets kind of, like, pretentious because they're old and they have a lot of money, and they come in and they're just like, man, everything's so expensive.
What happened to our Jane Goodall interview this week?
Oh, yeah. She
canceled. Her arm got ripped off by a chimpanzee. Yeah.
Gosh, that was...
That'd make the news.
That was the great... That was one of the most horrifying news stories I ever heard.
When the chimpanzee ripped the guy's limbs and
genitals
off?
No, it ripped
off
a woman's face off, yeah, too. There's that one as well.
Ooh. Bad news. Don't ever mess with a chimpanzee.
Don't mess
Why
with
would
animals.
Anybody do that?
No.
Like, I get a little nervous when the dog gets growly.
No.
And he weighs, like, 20 pounds.
And do you know what? Maybe that chimpanzee was like, I love this woman so much that I
no.
need her face.
No. He was thinking,
because when she leaves, I don't get to see her face anymore. I just want to be able to see her face.
Yeah. No, what he was thinking was, listen, bitch, I'm not eating any more bananas. I know you see it on TV. We don't like bananas. I'm going to eat some meat right off your body.
You speciest whore. Stop feeding me bananas. That's what he was thinking.
I mean, you think he was shaming her right before he ripped her face off, calling her a whore?
Yeah.
Oof.
Speciest whore. It's like we're not racist. Like, you're not racist if you hate animals. You're like, oh, I'm against that species. Or I think maybe we're all a little bit speciest, except for, like, PETA.
No, I think we're all, even PETA, because PETA thinks they're better than the animals, so they have to protect them, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. PETA.
Or, like, vegans who don't eat anything that smells like nature.
What?
I don't know. It's like, I was trying to riff off one of my favorite Simpsons jokes of all time. The guy who's a level 5 vegan, he doesn't eat anything that casts a shadow. I was trying to riff off that, so I didn't say the Simpsons joke. But the Simpsons joke is just the most perfectly written joke I've ever heard. That, which is something we haven't gotten into on this podcast yet. Trey and I would like quote Simpsons back and forth so much.
Oh gosh, do you have FXX? Are you able to watch all of the Simpsons episodes? I'll just sit there and watch 6 or 7 in a row on a random afternoon and laugh. Face off. Yeah.
Have you gone through? I just finished a season of a new show that I hadn't watched yet. Big Mouth. Have you watched Big Mouth?
No.
You should check it out.
What's it about?
Nick Kroll.
Oh yeah, I have seen a little bit of Big Mouth.
It's the like middle schoolers that are like hitting puberty, but
right.
The metaphor, the visual
hormone
manifestation
monster.
Of puberty is a hormone monster that's just like telling you to jerk off all the time.
See, I didn't love it. Did you love it?
It's hilarious.
All right, I'll give it another chance.
Like, eventually, because at first you're like, man, this hormone monster is just like a jerk. But then after a while, you're like, you connect. You're like, man,
he's making a lot of good points.
He does make a lot of good points. And I felt that exact same way of like, I have no control. And there's just like this evil over me. But I think it's healthy. I think it was very, I wish I had those similar experiences when hitting puberty.
Really? I was going to say, did you have that horrible puberty experience where you're just like, I don't know what's going on, my face is breaking out. I don't remember having that. Maybe I never went through puberty. Maybe that's the reason for the puffy nipples.
I had pimples and stuff.
Yeah. But like,
but it was like my mom was having to take care. I was like a mama's boy when it hit.
Right.
And then I hit high school and I didn't develop quickly enough through middle school. So I get into high school and I'm just like way behind.
Yeah.
What sophomores and because by that time, sophomore or the sophomores had learned everything from the juniors and seniors. So they're already way caught up. And so now freshmen come in and you're like lagging behind the rest of the school.
Right.
Unless you had an older sister, older brother. That wasn't the case for me. I had a younger sister, and so...
You're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Now, were you the funny kid in high school? Were you the popular kid?
I'm always just goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy like, that played video games, but also played a lot of sports. And
like, out loud, would you, like, make jokes in class?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, my favorite one of all time. No, I had a couple where the teacher, like, I wasn't, like... getting punished, but yeah. I just would make a joke, and the teacher would say, Ryan, go outside. So my favorite one was it was a Miss Oribori in biology class. I had her 2 years
she
for bio.
She had Bori in her name?
Oribori, yeah.
Bori in a science class. All right.
Yeah, on a cold winter nights, you could see Aurora Borealis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How great would it have been if our first name was
I
Alice?
I never made that joke, damn it. But she had been there a long time. She'd taught biology, and so we're learning about, like, chromosomes at this point. And, you know, she's very, like, a very, like, I don't want to say feminist because, like, in a negative connotation, but because I'd say I'm a feminist now. But, like, that kind of the very prideful woman that just says, well, you know, all men start off as women because they have XX chromosome.
Okay, yeah.
So then I say, yeah, but you only get the Y if you're worthy.
Oh, my God.
Like, even the girls were, like, kind of smiling, like...
That's good.
Like,
that's good trolling.
And it was just like quick. It was just like, bam, like not even giving you a chance to like soak up your comment of like to maybe like knock down the
right
the men going through puberty who think that they're all that.
Teachers are not well equipped. Teachers need to go through some sort of like comeback training. Because there is going to be that outlier kid that'll throw you a curveball once or twice a semester, and you got to be able to be like a stand-up comic on your toes, be able to fire back.
And if you can't, then everything is held against you at that point. Anything, any little reaction, you're in their pocket.
And now
they have pocketed you.
They're praying for the bell more than the students.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, it's like any little you ignore it. If you even ignore it, then you're just make them louder. I had a teacher that was like that. And so another thing that we seniors or juniors started this, but just make like really loud sexual noises in class.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Like stuff like that. Loud.
Yeah.
And the teacher would just turn around and go to the chalkboard and start writing down more Spanish words that we needed to conjugate. And by the end of the class, like everybody was doing it.
Did you ever play the penis game?
No.
You see who can say penis loudest.
No, but that's what we were kind of doing that with these noises.
Okay.
But the best teacher I ever had was the ones that could come back, the ones that would...
be able to fire back. I got through 4 semesters of... I got through 4 semesters of French by learning one phrase. And every time the teacher would call on me, I would say, je ne sais pas, which means I don't know. And I'd say it different funny ways. I'd be like, je ne sais pas. And so I would get a reaction from the class and they'd all laugh.
Je ne sais pas.
Yeah. And so that's how I made it through. Because the teacher just by the end of it, I beat him down so much. He was just like, he stopped calling on me and he just gave me the C and passed me. All right, Ryan.
Let's just end this.
I'm done here.
Yeah.
Go home, Ryan.
Okay. Go home, Trey.
Yeah.